Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Just had a really good witnessing experience. I want to record it. Didn't get a chance to flip my audio recorder on. Was working by a river park, and we're working online doing ministry, doing some fellowship, some discipling. A man comes up to me, and his wife was standing on the path, asked about our camper van, talked to him, and gave him the gospel. And so they walked off, and about 20 minutes later, his wife comes back, and the husband was like 50 feet away, and she says, "Do you know where I can get some holy water?" I said, "Holy water?" She said, "Yeah, do you know where we can get holy water?" I said, "No, I don't," and I said, "Does holy water even exist?" She looked at me, and she said, "I'm not sure." I said, "Actually, it doesn't." I said, "Holy water is a Roman Catholic false pagan man-made heretical false teaching." I said, "There is no such thing as holy water." I said, "What do you need holy water for?" And her husband walked up right at that time, talked to both of them then. And she said, "Our house has demons or spirits." So here's what I would say if somebody said that. First of all, there is no holy water, so we don't use holy water. That's a Hollywood exorcist movie, all fake thing. Holy water does nothing. There is no such thing as holy water. It's not in Scripture. The only thing that's close is anointing with oil, but that's a whole other situation. So here's what I told her. I said, "Listen, I said, yeah, demons are real." And I said, "Don't be deceived. It's not ghosts. It's not your grandma coming back to visit." And they said, "Oh, yeah, we know that." They said, "These are entities that are in our house." And I said, "Well, I said, here's what I would say to you. I said, if you're born again saints, and if you're seeking Christ with all that you are, I said, you have power over demonic entities." And I said, "The Bible says to resist the devil and he will flee from you." And I said, "When I was an unbeliever, I had experiences in houses that seemed to be have entities in them, and I had no power over them. Now that I'm a Christian, I know that God's in me. He's greater than he that was in me than he that is in the world, and greater than Satan. And so I can resist, I can stand, I can say, 'My Father's greater than you, you have no power over me.'" And what we see when we go out in the streets and we preach, when demonic people oppose us, it lasts a short time. And when we stand and we're not afraid and we don't fear them and we resist them, yeah, it's like a switch flips and they flee us. And the next time they see us, they don't even bother us. It's like Satan knows who we can mess with and who he can't. And in our case, because of the King of Glory in us, not because of us, he can't mess with us. So I told her, I said, "If you and your husband want to seek after the kingdom of God, repent and obey Christ," I said, "you have some power if you're born of God." I said, "If you are not born of God," I said, "I really have no hope for you." I said, "Because you're already part of Satan's kingdom. He has power over you, and you have no power over him." They both looked at me, and they said, "Okay." They looked sad. They really didn't want the things of God, but they want to drive demons out of their life. They actually have no power to do that. So I thought that would be encouraging to you people that listen to the witnessing audios, saints or seekers. There is no such thing as holy water, and if we have a house that has demon spirits, we can resist, a house or any place. I'm not so sure it's just in a house, but any place you would encounter demon spirits, demons are real. You can resist them if you're born of Christ. You can proclaim the word of God. You can get behind God's word and resist them. That's what it says in the book of James. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You can read all about in the Gospels how demons were dealt with in the apostolic age. It's a little bit different now, but we won't get into that for this audio. And so you could tell people, you know what? Flee, run to Christ, repent, call out, cry out in God's name, seek the kingdom of God. And Satan has no power over you then. But if you're not willing to follow Christ, repent, lose your life, be born again, seek the kingdom of God with all that you are, there's no point even trying to help those people. Because you know what it reminds me of real quick? It reminds me of the story of Jesus saying when the demon leaves and nothing is replaced in a person, he comes back with a whole bunch of his friends. Go look up that account. Yeah. And that's what this is. If these people are trying to drive this demon out of their house, let's say it is, and they're not going to replace it with the glory of God, the truth of God, lives lived for God, you drive the one out, there could be six might come back. It could be even worse. So I want nothing to do with it. If people don't want Christ, if people don't want the truth of God, if they don't want to repent and obey him with all that they are, they're on their own. We have no hope for them. They're of the kingdom of Satan already. He's going to sift them and have his way. Oh, there's hope, though. If they'll repent and seek the kingdom of God with all that they are, well, then we're there to help them. I hope that makes sense to you. If you ever get that question about holy water, demons in people's houses, they're not ghosts. They're demons if they are real, if they're there. And people must be of Christ to have any chance to stand against the wiles of the devil. 1 Peter 5:8. He's a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. I thought maybe that would encourage you today about holy water, ghosts in houses, unbelievers trying to deal with demonic spirits, and the hope we have in Christ if we're born of him. Hey, I love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Believe the gospel, repent, and obey the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. Make sure you're born of Christ and following him obediently, lest Satan will sift you and have his way with you, and he will damn your soul. We don't want that to happen to you. We love you. May God be praised.